it gives me great pleasure to welcome to Packers.com Olivia Harlan. Welcome.
Thank you, Vic. Glad to be here.
So, Olivia, right off the bat, what are your top three storylines from practice, the first practice of training camp?
You know, Vic, today was kind of a quiet practice. They didn't rush too far into it, I thought, and here are my top three for you. One, the kicking competition has begun. We are split with Crosby and Tavecchio, and that's going to be something to watch out for the whole camp.
I think Mason Crosby, I think it's still his job, but...
He should be worried.
Well, you know, we had a little kickoff this morning, and Mason Crosby was 4 of 6. Giorgio Tavecchio was 5 of 6. So
that's one kick difference, and that's a big difference right now.
It is what it is.
Yeah.
If it's a competition, and I think that's the way Mike McCarthy wants it to be, then it is right now advantage Tavecchio.
Young guy. Number two, the standout player today was Micah Hyde, who McCarthy even called out in his press conference today.
Rookie cornerback from Iowa. A guy that didn't have that kind of Deion Sanders speed, which dropped him down the draft a little bit, but a guy who always made plays at Iowa, a guy who has great ball skills, and a guy who today made plays the whole practice long until the very end. Practice ended by Micah Hyde getting beat by James Jones for a touchdown.
But until then.
Until then, he
was a standout.
He was the star of practice.
He was. Stole the show. And three, quarterbacks. We're splitting reps between Harrell and Coleman, and this will be something to keep your eyes on throughout the whole camp because right now it's up for grabs. It can be up for anyone. Seeing Graham Harrell and B.J. Coleman, they both look very comfortable. We know they're different kind of quarterbacks. We were even laughing today that if you put the two together, you'd have another Aaron Rodgers.
Mm-hmm. Well, Graham Harrell has all of the learned skills of a guy who's been around here for a while.
He knows the game.
Mm-hmm. And B.J. Coleman has some of the physical qualities that Graham Harrell would probably like to have.
Mm-hmm.
If you could put those two together, of course you can't. So they're going to have to each bridge the gaps to defeat the other one. And the important thing to note here, though, is that I think Mike McCarthy's acknowledgement today, this morning after practice, that the two of them are splitting reps. Getting the same number of reps means that there, in fact, is a definite head-on-head competition for the backup quarterback job. That's the real story.
Thank you for joining us on the first day of camp, and be sure to come back to Packers.com and join me every day, and we'll tell you the top three.